A sound contractor's quote. Two line items. System engineer for 8 days at 185 an hour. And right below it, sound op for 8 days at 95 an hour. For a school musical, you almost certainly don't need both of those running at the same time. One sentence at the planning meeting fixes it. The saving on a single production, somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000. Welcome to Tier 1B, Module 2. Lighting taught you the pattern. Learn the language. Then read the quote against it. Sound is where that pattern really earns its keep, because sound hides its single most expensive decision in plain sight. And that decision is this. Do you know the difference between a system engineer and a sound op? They are different skill sets. They bill at different rates. And that distinction matters a lot when you're working through a quote. So the system engineer, their job is to design and set up the PA, tune it, and set the gain structure across the whole desk. That's skilled specialist work. Rates run from about 140 to 185 an hour. And you genuinely need them for setup day, for tech rehearsal tuning, and for sound check. In a typical production, that's 16 to 20 hours of real work. A sound op runs the desk during the show. Also skilled, but it's a different kind of skilled. Rates sit somewhere between 80 and 120 an hour. They're needed for tech runs and for the show itself. And here's the bit a quote will try to shrink. The op's show call is about 5 hours, not just the running time. There's pre-show setup and line check, then the show, then post-show, pack down. Same call length you scheduled back in Tier 1A. Don't let a quote pretend a show is a 3-hour call. Across a 5-show season, that's roughly 34 hours of real work once you count the tech runs as well. Most quotes charge engineer rates across both phases, because most schools just don't ask. Asking for that split, that one question, typically saves $3,000 to $4,000 on a standard production. Right. 20 terms. As you listen, keep one distinction in the back of your mind, because it's the spine of the whole module. Which of these is a setup and tuning job? The engineer side. And which is a run the show job? The op side. Spot which side a term sits on, and you'll spot where a quote is paying engineer rates for op-level work. I'll run through them fairly quickly. Full definitions are in your reading copy. FOH, front of house. That's the mixed position out in the audience. It reserves 4 to 6 seats, so it does affect your ticket count. Gain structure. This is the signal level set at each stage of the chain, from the mic all the way through to the output. Bad gain structure gives you noise or distortion. It's a system level setup task. Takes 30 to 45 minutes to do properly. Monitor mix, wedge, IEM. Wedges are the floor monitors you see on stage. IEMs are in-ears. For a school musical, 2 to 4 wedges is the right call. IEMs for the whole cast is overspec. Wireless or RF coordination. That's the radio frequency planning that stops your mics interfering with each other. It's ACMA licensed here in Australia. If you've got 8 or more mics, RF coordination is 1 to 2 hours of genuine work. Stage box, snake, multicore, all names for the multi-channel cable run from the stage back to the FOH position. On modern shows, that's usually a digital stage box running over a CAT cable, console, or desk. The main options you'll see quoted are the Yamaha QL or CL, Allen & Heath D-Live or SQ, Behringer, X32 or Wing, or a Digico S-Series. The model makes an enormous difference to cost. An X32 is about $300 a day. A D-Live is around $1,500. So it's worth asking, what console is actually appropriate for this show? In my experience, the right answer is usually one tier below whatever they quoted first. System engineer versus sound op. Covered that already. Critical distinction. PA, your front of house, mains, fills, and subs. For a 280-seat school theatre, 2 tops and 2 subs is plenty. Line arrays are overspec unless the room is genuinely large. Sound check versus line check. A sound check is a full system test with the band. For a 14-piece, 90 minutes is normal. A line check is a 5 to 10 minute run before each subsequent show. Very different things. Ring out, feedback, EQ. Feedback is that screech. Ringing out means finding the frequency causing it and cutting it in the EQ. Routine work during sound check. Radio mic, body pack, lavalier, headset. On spares, the rule of thumb is 50%. If you're running 8 mics, you want 4 spares minimum. Headsets cost between $150 and $300 per show because of sweat damage. DI box converts an instrument signal to mic level. Standard kit, SPL, sound pressure level, measured in decibels. School musicals typically sit between 85 and 95 decibels sustained. Once you're above 95, the audience starts to feel it as loud rather than just hearing it. Mix bus, AUX, matrix. These are different output paths on the console. The matrix feed is the one to flag if you want an archive recording. Compressor, gate, EQ, channel processing. Outboard processing racks are almost always overspec for this kind of show. What's built into the desk is sufficient. Word clock, digital sync between devices. Routine setup task, patch list, input list. The map from each mic to its channel on the console. For a school musical, 24 to 32 inputs is typical. 50 or more is overspec, cue point, drop. These are sound's own cue language for the stage manager and op to work through together, not something you need to engage with directly. Recording, archive, broadcast. These each carry different licensing implications. We cover that properly in Module 4. Pre-show, warm-up, chair tones. That's the orchestra side routine before the house opens. Sound quotes tend to run larger than lighting quotes, and they're easier to inflate. The two biggest lines, the console and the PA, are pure judgment calls about room size, and the labor lines hide that engineer versus op split. So read it the same way every time. Console against the venue, speakers against the venue, labor hours against what each phase actually needs. Let's pull a typical one apart line by line. First line, Yamaha CL5 console plus stage rack, $680 a day for 8 days. Total $5,440. That's overspec. The CL5 is flagship class gear. For a school musical, a QL1, an SQ6, or an X32 is plenty. Those run $250 to $350 a day, saving somewhere between $2,500 and $3,500. Next, L Acoustics K2 line array, 6 boxes plus 2 KS28 subs, at $2,200 a day for 4 days. Massively overspec. K2 is touring rig for 2,000-seat venues. Your 280-seat school theatre needs 2 tops and 2 subs. Something like L Acoustics ARCS or QSC K12.2s. That whole rig is $350 to $500 a day. The saving on this line alone is $6,000 or more. System engineer for 8 days at 8 hours a day, overbuild. What the engineer actually needs is one full setup day at 8 hours, 6 hours across tech rehearsal tuning, and 2 hours on show day sound check. That's 16 hours of real work. Saving. $4,400 plus. Sound op for 8 days at 8 hours a day. Also overbuild. Tech runs are roughly 3 hours each across 3 days, so 9 hours there. Then the show call is about 5 hours per show, not just the running time. Pre-show, the show itself, then pack down. Across 5 shows, that's 25 hours. So about 34 hours of real work all up. Saving somewhere around $2,800. RF coordination for 8 plus wireless mics. That one's fair. Leave it. Wireless mic kit, 8 channels, 4 spares, 4 headsets. Also fair, compliance documentation. We look at this properly in Module 4. It drops to somewhere between $200 and $400 when you know what you're asking for. So, original quote, $32,610. Defensible, somewhere between $14,000 and $17,000. The saving is over $15,000 on a single production. One more line before we get to the phrases, because this one quietly blows more budgets than almost anything else. After the PA and the console, radio mics are your single biggest sound expense. The number to budget against is about $100 per unit, per week. Sounds modest, but count the channels. 8 principals on body packs, plus spares, plus headsets, and you're past a dozen units before you've hired a single speaker. The blowout happens when nobody questions the channel count, or the headset line. Headsets get charged as near consumable because sweat kills them. Here's the move that can wipe this line out entirely. If you're hiring a venue, ask what's already in the building before you let a contractor bring anything in. Most hired venues have their own radio mic stock, a house console, house mics, a house PA, and usually 2 house technicians included in the hire. So the real question to put to the venue is, what radio mics, console, and PA do you have in-house, and how many techs come with the room? Two models fall out of the answer. Either you run the whole thing on the venue's gear with the venue's two techs and bring in almost nothing, or you bring your own engineer for the design and the mix, but still run it on the house console, house mics, and house PA. Either way, you've just deleted a four-figure hire line by not paying twice for kit the building already owns. Six phrases. Each one maps to a specific line a sound contractor overquotes. The labor split, the console class, the PA class, the input count, the license question, and the volume sanity check. Practice them once, and you can use them confidently in any supplier conversation. The one to lead with, if you only use one, is the labor split. It's usually the biggest saving in the whole document. 1. Could we have the system engineer for setup and tuning, then move to a sound op only for the show run? They bill at different rates. 2. What's the appropriate console class for a 280-seat venue? I'm not sure we need a CL5. 3. Can we use two tops and two subs rather than a line array, given the room size? 4. What's the patch list? I want to confirm the input count and spares before we lock in the console size. 5. Are we recording the show or streaming? That affects the license and how we set up the matrix feed. 6. What's the typical SPL at FOH for this show? Are we looking at under 95 decibels sustained? A quick note on the suite tools. Easy Scheduler tracks engineer versus op hours separately, so you can see at a glance whether the actuals match what was quoted. And Easy Risks hazard library already includes the main sound-related hazards, so you're not building that from scratch. For your exercises, open exercise 1B2.1 and read through the annotated sample quote. Then move to exercise 2.2, which is the engineer versus op timing audit. Map out the hour split for your hypothetical production and save both to your portfolio. Next module is speak stage management. We'll cover the SM's authority chain, cue sheets, markup, and what it actually means to call the show.